9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Live from London, this is The Late Show with Genevieve Bent on Teachers Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's 8 p.m. Welcome to The Late Show with me. I'm Genevieve Bent and I'm here with you until 9:30 p.m. this evening. Coming up, we'll be discussing the Chat Science initiatives, Chat Physics, Chat Biology and Chat Chemistry with special guests Ginny Bell, Dr. Lauren Edwards and Tandy Bander. It's Thursday evening, this is Teachers Talk Radio and we are live.
Live from London, this is The Late Show with Genevieve Bent on Teachers Talk Radio. Tune in live on the Podbean app or desktop player. Just head over to www.podbean.com/lsw/ttradio or search Teachers Talk Radio. Follow the hashtag TTRadio.
Good evening and welcome to The Late Show with me, Genevieve Bent. It's 8 p.m. on a Thursday evening and I'm really happy to be with you here this evening. I can see guests entering the chat. I can see you have entered the live studio. So please do say hello. Welcome. Welcome. And if it's your first time listening, welcome to The Late Show with me. So you heard him. Tune in and talk it out with me this evening. So this is at Teachers Talk Radio and I would love you to connect with us. If you are on Twitter, connect with us at TTRadio 2021. Follow the hashtag TTRadio. And if you want to connect with me personally, it's at VWright. Good evening to Ginny, who has texted in. We are just getting going. And Ginny, for anyone who is listening back, Ginny is one of our special guests this evening representing Chat Physics. And I can't wait to have you on. And good evening to those entering the live studio at the moment. Good evening to Gabriella. Lovely to have you with us this evening. If you are interested, I would love you to call in, have a chat with me, come and share your thoughts, share your discussion points. And anyone who does call in is eligible to win a mug. So if you'd like to win a mug, a Teachers Talk Radio mug, which is really nice, by the way, and actually I haven't been able to get one myself, but if you'd like one, call in with me and we can have a chat, and of course that mug is yours. Again, if you are listening live, please do share the show, share it with colleagues, teacher friends, family, anyone that you think is going to want to listen to The Late Show. And welcome to those people entering the live studio this evening. So it is The Late Show. And I am Genevieve Bent, and I'm here to discuss with you the battle of the sciences this evening. I've got some really amazing special guests that I can't wait to share with you. But I thought I'd start off as usual, like I do, just want to ask how you are. Again, chat with me, text in, give me your thoughts. How are you all doing? I said it last week, and I'm going to say it again. Secondary teachers, we are going through it right now. If you're a year 11 teacher, you're a head of department, if you're a year 13 teacher, and also if you're a year 12 vocational teacher, you are going through it. There is so much going on. And there's that buzzword TAGS again. I cannot keep this acronym out of my mouth at the moment. It's just constant. TAGS, TAGS, TAGS. It is a buzzword, like I said, not a particularly pleasant one or fun one. And, you know, but it's part of teacher life at the moment. Welcome to those who are just joining in the live studio. Please do share the show. Please do text in. Good evening and welcome to you. Give me a hello. I would love that. Let me know who is listening this evening. So, like I said, coming up, we are doing Battle of the Sciences. Now, for anyone who is, now, this is not an intentional war pitting sciences against each other, but you know there's only going to be one right answer, isn't there? I'm sure of it. And I can see Tim Chem Commando probably knows that right answer. Yes, Tim, you've texted in and he said hello, hashtag Team Chem. Welcome, Tim. Welcome. And welcome to Team Chem, of course. Ginny has texted in saying hashtag chat physics, and Tandy has texted in, yay, Team Chem. Tandy is another one of my special guests this evening. Welcome all. So, like I said, it's not a pit. I'm not pitting the sciences against each other, but of course I want to know, which do you think is the best science discipline? And, you know, like I said, in my opinion, there's only one right answer. But of course, you know, they are all my favorite. But what I decided to do ahead of the show was to run a poll on Twitter. And for those of you who are on my Twitter and have connected with me, you may have seen, or even if not, you may have seen some mutuals voting in the poll. And at the moment, I have to say, chemistry, we're not doing very well, if I'm completely honest. We are not doing very well. We are bottom of the poll, okay? And I hate to say it, I really do, but we're bottom of the poll. So at the moment, so I ran it 2 hours ago, it has got 353 votes. Now, again, I don't want to give away any spoilers, but chemistry, we're the bottom of the poll and we need to do better. So yes, Tandy, I can't believe it myself. Can't believe it. Okay, so chemistry team, we need to get the word out. We need to make sure that we are representing for chemistry here. Anna, you have texted in saying everyone knows biology is the best science. I mean, I can't agree with you, Anna. I'm really sorry. However, I would say that more than a third of the people who have voted actually agree with you, Anna. So, you know, who am I, really? Who am I? And yeah, so I thought, you know, I wanted to talk about the different sciences tonight. And we've got Battle of the Chat Sciences as well. So we've got representatives from each team of chat physics, chat biology, and chat chemistry, of course. And, you know, this is a topic that's close to, it aligns with my professional and also personal interests. And I thought I would just talk about some of the reasons why science is the best. Okay, I think we know that. And anyone who is listening, please do text in. But more than that, thinking about how we have addressed imbalances in science over the last few years. And I went back a little bit, did some research, and I went back to 2019. And we know that over time, we have seen, you know, research has shown that women and girls opt for the biological sciences over the physical and chemical sciences. But in 2019, following A-level results day, figures showed that there were more girls who were entered for A-level and finished A-level sciences compared to boys in that year. And it was very, very close, but girls pipped the post with 50.3% of girls of biology, chemistry and physics entrants being girls compared to 49.7%, which I think is, you know, that's amazing shift from where we have seen sciences and the female gender previously. And since 2012, the number of female students studying A-level science has actually increased by 10% at that time. And that shift in tide, we know there's been lots of initiatives and funding to encourage young women to take up STEM subjects, science and tech and maths. And I thought that was really good news because we, you know, there has been lots of money and lots of drive into this, and to see the impact over, you know, a short space of time, I mean, relatively 7 years, is fantastic. And I don't know if anyone who is listening, if you are a science teacher, you may be aware of the WISE campaign, and they are, you know, they tackle gender inequalities in science. And the chief exec at the time, Helen Wollaston, she gave a quote and she said she wanted to see teachers sharing that message with girls who are considering which subjects to take at A-level. And I know that there are going to be teachers who, science teachers who are encouraging young women, all groups really, to uptake in science. And I just thought that was great to share. And also another thing that I'd like to say is that, you know, I've been doing this show for a few weeks now, and I'm myself a science teacher, but most of the guests that I've had have been teachers who have had science bachelor degrees, or they've got a background in science and they've been women. So I really wanted to give, I guess, a round of applause to those women who have been on my show and who have been representing the sciences. So well done. And thank you. Right, that is a very long cheering clip, but yes, so thank you to everyone who has been and will be on my show. Really appreciate it. So going back to the topic of the day then, I want to know which science is the best and I want to have reasons, okay? I know that lots of people have given me reasons on Twitter and I thought I'd share with you listeners. And if you haven't voted, please do go on and vote. And if you are chemistry, in fact, if you're biology and physics, maybe not so much, but if you're chemistry, please definitely go on and vote this evening. But I thought I'd share some reflections with you. So Tim, who is in the live studio, said, easy decision, having moved to a job 5 years ago where he only teaches one of them. And I'm going to assume that that is chemistry. Then we've got bio and chem combined, love human biology and patterns of reactions in chem, but also like physics the more and more that she teaches it. And I would agree with that. I love physics now, and team chat physics, probably, you know, I'm sure you've got an idea that I do love being part of that physics crew. We've got, of the three options, biology and chemistry are definitely my top two. However, biochemistry combined can go and jump in a lake. Very, very strong feelings there. We had someone who said chemistry, physical chemistry and quantitative biology. So reactions in biology. And he's actually an A-level student at the moment, which was great. We had Peter. I don't know if anyone knows Peter. For anyone who's listening, he is, you know, one of the educators on Twitter, definitely a physics specialist. He was the very first person to vote, screenshotted and showed that it was 100% physics. So yeah, take of that what you will. But yeah, lots of chemistry and biology, or chemistry and physics combinations, actually, which is great. So what, I mean, we're coming to, Anna has texted in saying, I really started to love organic chem at uni. It was my fave module during my degree. Yeah, I mean, reflecting back as well, I love organic chem and I love teaching it now. Although it wasn't my favourite at university, which is odd, but I guess the more that you're surrounded by the subject, the more you come to like it, or I guess the opposite, the more you come to dislike it. And I've had so lots of responses, which I'm really, really pleased about. But I thought that we'd come to our first guest, okay? And our first guest, like I said, we have got representatives from chat physics, chat biology and chat chemistry. Now, if you are not on Twitter, you may not be aware of these different chat science groups, but they are communities in which teachers come together and support each other with and chat about their science, about their you know, their specialism, about what they're teaching. And each of these different chat science groups actually give have an evening where questions are put out on their Twitter and respondents, you know, are responding to each question. And it's just a chat thread that goes on for about half an hour each week. And I believe chat physics is always on a Thursday and chat chemistry is on a Wednesday and chat biology on a Tuesday. And yeah, if you are on Twitter, I definitely suggest that you give them a follow because they are doing great things and there's some really engaging conversations that take place every evening. So without further ado, I thought I would, you know, welcome my first guest on. Ginny, I know that you're in the studio. So my first guest is Ginny Bell. And Ginny, with a J that is a head of physics and has been for about 7 years. She's currently working in a Northamptonshire secondary school teaching 11 to 18 year olds. And she is part of the original team of Chat Physics. Ginny, are you there? Not sure if Ginny's here yet. But are you there, Ginny? definitely here. Do you want to call in, Ginny? Because I can't see you connected. Do you want to give us a call? I'm not sure if Ginny is able to call in. Whilst we're waiting for Ginny to call in, I'm going to play for you our jingle about our competition that is currently running. So listen carefully.
Do you have something to say about the future of education? Maybe you have some positive ideas about the way things could or should be in the future. Then enter our Teachers Talk Radio competition. Submit a 10-minute video presentation to us by 22nd of May, presenting your ideas about the future of education, and you could win £50. Our host team will select five winners who will each win £50 and have their video feature at a high-profile education event. To enter, simply send your video entry to teacherstalkradio@gmail.com with the subject line TTR Competition. We will announce the five winners after 22nd of May on Teachers Talk Radio live.
So if you have some thoughts about the future of education, particularly about what that looks like after, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic, what might they be? Why don't you share that with us? There is a competition running. Not only do you win money, but you will get tickets to and be able to present at a prestigious educational event. So if you're interested, please do send us your thoughts, your video about the future of education. So Ginny, are you here? I can see that you've connected. Hello, Ginny. I can hear you. How are you?
Good evening. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you. How are you?
Oh, that's so good. I'm so sorry about that. It totally told me that I was live and on the call and I have no idea what went on. I'm so sorry. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm really happy to have you on. Welcome to The Late Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, it's a pleasure. So, for our listeners, could you give us a quick introduction? I mean, I gave a quick introduction already, but can you give us a better introduction of who you are and your journey in teaching so far?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been a head of physics for 7 years now, as you said, but I never really ever intended to go into science teaching, much less physics. I really didn't like science at school, but I was always a really big fan of maths. So as luck would have it, I went off and did a science degree, which sadly was not physics. I hadn't quite learned my lesson then. But after my degree, I landed myself a job as a science technician in a school, which honestly, I think was one of the most invaluable things that could have happened for the career that I followed up with. So when I was working as a science technician, I became really good pals with the physics teachers, the science technicians, who were all just absolutely brilliant in getting me into teaching, which is just something I fell in love with. They were such a positive inspiration for me. And eventually I decided to go into teaching and really didn't want to do biology, really fell in love with physics. So I know. Being a maths lover myself, physics was a really natural fit for me. So I pretty much went off, studied A-level physics and applied as a physics specialist, which, you know, there's quite a few of us around nowadays. So it's really nice to be representing from this side of the fence.
I love that. I think people are going to have something to say about you not wanting to do any biology, and definitely Lauren, who's going to be here later. But also it's nice that you started your journey as a TA as well, because I know people who have been a teaching assistant or a science technician and moved into teaching. So can you tell us more about Chat Physics then?
Oh, I would love to. So a good couple of years ago, it would have been about 2019 now, there was probably, I think at the time, there was around 500 secondary schools that just didn't have any physics specialists. And even the ones that did often just had one specialist. So there wasn't really that discussion going on to really sort of enliven and supplement the sort of key, you know, those really key exciting areas of physics. And Fabio Di Salvo on Twitter, you know, edgier Twitter, just became this huge community of people talking to each other. And he pretty much put out a tweet saying, hey, who wants to make this chat a regular thing so that we know when to join in and we can share these really cool conversations with each other? And the responses to it were just huge. And that was literally the birth of Chat Physics back in, I think, February 2019.
Wow. It's such a journey, because I know some of the later chats have come around over the last year, but Chat Physics is, you know, it's been that original starting point. I love it. And Fabio's amazing.
Absolutely. Diamond.
Yeah, he really is. And when you decided to start Chat Physics as a team, you sort of touched on it a little bit, but what were the main goals that you had?
Yeah, so it really was to get that discussion high quality, really, really regular, so that everybody could get involved. We wanted to make sure that we were able to support people who were working in schools with no other specialists, so that, you know, they could talk to people from other schools and talk about the problems they were having or the ideas that they have. We also wanted to share with non-specialists as well, because there's so many, like myself, coming into physics teaching who really do like value and really do gain a lot from the conversations with specialists. So it's partially to sort of help with that as well. I think what's been really good over the past couple of years is that the diverse backgrounds of the people who basically represent the physics community for Chat Physics have just been absolutely incredible. And there's people from all different backgrounds. There's people from schools. There's people from outside of schools. There's technical staff. And we've got people who used to be teachers, specialists and non-specialists. So everybody pretty much covers the representation of all the physics teachers, not only in this country even, but in other countries too. So I think it's been a really positive move so far in just being able to initiate all the conversations that are going to support physics teaching, from those that are just starting teaching to those who've got loads of experience. And so far we've had real positive feedback from that. It's really exciting.
Definitely. And it's crazy to think how big the community is now. I mean, you started in 2019, but you've almost got 5,000 followers. It's crazy. Yeah. On the Chat Physics Twitter.
Oh yeah, it's been great. And I think what's really helped with that is some of the events that we've had have just been absolutely just unbelievable. So last year, we really wanted to run Chat Physics Live down in London towards Surrey. And it was really exciting. We had everything planned out. We had some amazing speakers, loads of the sort of like edgy Twitter celebrities and things like that. But sadly, you know, COVID hit and we weren't able to run Chat Physics Live. So that sucked a little bit, but it reeled a lot of people in. So then what we were able to do was to do our 5-day on-demand conference this February, which we called Chat Physics Live, but I guess really it was not live because it was on demand, asynchronous, so everybody could join in. And it just went so well. There were so many people that signed up so quickly. The numbers were just unbelievable. We were regularly talking about the sort of success we had, and every single one of the people who contributed just made such a fantastic difference, had such a great impact, and feedback has been brilliant. So yeah, it's been a real steady climb up to get in a few thousand followers, and we're really hoping to push it further.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, the conference was amazing. I know it was a virtual conference, but there was so much engagement. And I remember the week, and it was just on my timeline. I've just seen Chat Physics pretty much every other tweet. You've spoken a little bit about the conference. I guess maybe you want to elaborate a little bit more on that. But what other standout moments have there been for you all since you launched?
Yeah, sure. So that was definitely one of the huge moments. And I think what worked really well about the conference was just the amount of different like themed days that we had, which obviously, you know, being part of it yourself. So the themed days covered so much from across physics education. We are hoping to do a real chat physics live at some point. So a conference just like you get from, you know, the rest of the education community. We are also looking at going a little bit more global. So around the time of the conference in February, we announced a few sort of sister accounts to Chat Physics, and they're representing different areas around the world. So obviously with Fabio now being in Singapore, we've got the sort of Middle East and the sort of Pacific area over there. And we've got representatives such as Sarah herself over in America, and really trying to represent Chat Physics over on that side too. And what's been really great is trying to pull in all those sort of like IB teachers who we sort of feel, although we're kind of teaching similar, but not, we can learn an awful lot from talking to each other. So having that sort of global feel has been really exciting, and it's slow going. But it's something we're pushing on with as we go through. The other event we had was supporting trainees and NQTs, which was run by a real small number of contributors, you know, to try and keep it sort of like close and personal. Yeah. But we had such positive feedback from that again, that that's something we're looking to take much further in the future. So anybody who is looking to go into physics teaching or considering it or getting started, we hope to have something for you. Much more upcoming in the future, which is we're all really excited about too.
Yeah, and it's important for me to say as well to listeners that it's not just a Twitter movement, that actually Chat Physics launched their website last year. And so if you go onto chatphysics.org, there's so many different articles that you can read that you know are there for pedagogy, they're there for you know, your own professional development. And there's so many different themes across the website that are, you know, that for free as well.
That's been really great. And even the conference back in February, we managed to do it all for free because the volunteers were just so sort of forthcoming. That was brilliant. And we've even managed to just put them all on YouTube, so you can still go and see those videos. And I think it's stuff that's always going to be relevant to teachers. It's not entirely sort of local or periodic, you know, it's stuff that will hopefully keep everybody going. So definitely worth checking out the YouTube link on the website too.
Definitely. And so in a year, what do you all hope to have achieved? So obviously with the pandemic that's here, that has slowed, it slowed everybody down, but I mean, you've still done amazing things. I guess this time next year, what are the sort of goals? What would you have hoped to achieve if there's anything specific?
Yeah, I think those sort of larger links globally are definitely on the scale to improve, and working more with IB schools as well. I think a lot of people are considering moving abroad to teach. So a lot of people are talking about how they can get into the International Baccalaureate, get experience for it, or just talk to other people who do it and talk about their moves. So we're hoping to facilitate some way in that too, so that we can support people who are sort of moving abroad. And we are hoping to do a few more fun things too. We had an online quiz around Christmas. We hope to do another one of those. And you know what? The whole Chat Physics team just really wants to meet in person. Finally.
I think that's just the same for so many different groups. I know Teachers Talk Radio, we hope to do a live in-person thing as well. But yeah, you've achieved so much in such a short space of time with Chat Physics. So I can only see things getting better and better, really. And I know that you've got a section of Chat Physics Live 2021. So hopefully that's going to be continued over the next few years, because I personally learned a lot during that conference. So my last question then, and just before we head to the 8:30 news, who is the best chat science team and why is it Chat Physics?
Excellent. So we are the originals from our chat team, so I think that deserves some credit. The ongoing commitment from the whole team over this sort of two and a bit years now has been absolutely relentless. the diversity of the team has just kept everything running smoothly. Everybody's absolutely amazing. And I think what really tips it over the edge is it's not just the physics side of things. Although people are brilliant with physics and education and practicals and ideas, it's the absolutely relentless support for each other. So the chat that goes on between us for sort of teaching and education, the support there, but also just to each other day in, day out. It's an amazing team. Can't think of anything better.
Oh, Ginny, thank you so much for joining me. I am I'm happy to be a part of, you know, the chat physics team that we've done stuff, and where hopefully you guys are, you know, going to continue in this stream because you're just doing amazing things. It's been a pleasure to have you on. Absolutely loved having
you
on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been absolutely brilliant to come on.
Thank you. And please do put your Twitter into the chat, text your Twitter handle in so people can connect with you. And of course, it's at chatphysics on Twitter and chatphysics.org. Thank you, Ginny.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
So that was Ginny Bell from the Chat Physics team. So far we've heard amazing testimony from the chat physics team on why they are the best. Remember, if you disagree or you agree, text it in, connect with me this evening if you're listening live. And here's the 8:30 news.
This is Teachers Talk Radio, and this is Teachers Talk Radio News with Megan Goods.
Is your latest Teachers Talk Radio News. The union GMB has conducted a survey on the nation's attitudes to teaching assistants. 74% of those questioned felt that the average teaching assistant's earnings, around £13,856 in 2020, were too low, whilst three quarters argued that support staff should be more valued by society. A spokesperson for the union called teaching assistants the glue that keeps children's education together, and stated, "These results show that they are rightly valued by the public, and now it's time for the government and employers to catch up." Lord Michael Storey, a Liberal Democrat peer, is pushing for a bill which could see essay writing services banned in Britain amid fears students are cheating their way into jobs. The bill would make it illegal to provide or advertise the service. Lord Storey feels the free availability of contracted essay writing may bring academic credibility into question. Data from the Quality Assurance Agency for Higher Education shows essay mill services are on the rise in Britain, from 635 in June 2018 to at least 932 sites as of February 2021, indicating an increase in demand as school and university students worked from home. Schools in Scotland have received a warning from the Scottish Qualifications Authority after students were found sharing details of ongoing assessments on TikTok. The SQA suggested schools prioritise maintaining the security and confidentiality required for the integrity of the assessments and to ensure fairness for students. It called for schools to investigate malpractice and apply appropriate penalties. That was your daily education news briefing.
Live from London, this is The Late Show with Genevieve Bent on Teachers Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Late Show with me, Genevieve Bent, on this Thursday evening. For listeners who have just joined us, we are discussing Battle of the Sciences this evening, and we just finished a wonderful discussion with Ginny Bell, who is a head of physics and representing Team Chat Physics this evening. So for those of you who aren't familiar, Chat Physics, Chat Biology and Chat Chemistry are three movements and communities on Twitter that discuss pedagogy, knowledge, teaching and learning amongst the science subjects and science subject specialists. So if you are on Twitter, or even if you're not and you might want to join Twitter, do connect with them. And if you're a science teacher, there's amazing stuff going on. And I do know that there is a chat physics conversation happening as we speak. So I was running a poll, and I am running a poll For those of you who, I'm sure all of us have an opinion on which is the best science, which is the best science. Now, I am a chemistry specialist, so of course, I am team chemistry at heart. I love chemistry, but I do have to say, and Ginny hopefully agrees that, you know, I'm a little bit part of the chat physics team as well. And for those of you who have just joined, Chat Physics did do their first live conference this year, which was a virtual conference. And I did post a session on there. So you can definitely go and watch those on chatphysics.org. So we're going to continue on Battle of the Sciences because, you know, we've just heard from one of the combined science trilogy. And I'm giggling because anyone who is a, well, if you're a science teacher, if you're a, you know, I'm sure there are science teachers listening, or if you are just a different subject in a but you teach year 11, you'll probably be aware of what combined science trilogy is. And I like that little pun, and I used it on my Twitter when I was doing promo yesterday. Hopefully you get it, but combined science trilogy is the course of two science GCSEs. So I thought it tied in nicely, actually. So we are going to come up to our second guest shortly, and she's representing Chat Biology. Now, I have to say, I ran a poll for those of you who, you know, weren't, who have just entered the live studio. I ran a poll about 2 hours ago, and so far it's had, how many votes has it had? It has had about 408 votes. People can't wait to share their opinions. 408 votes, everyone. And chemistry is bottom of the poll, okay? It's very disappointing for me. I've retweeted it. I've said, come on, where's my chemists? Where are you? But I'm not going to share the results of the poll just yet. If you are on Twitter, go and connect with me at Vive Wright, and you can vote in my poll, or just vote in my poll if you want to just go and have a look. And of course, if you are listening live, it's follow us on at Teachers Talk Radio, follow the hashtag TT Radio, at Teachers Talk Radio, TT Radio 2021. I'm getting my words melded up now. Hashtag TT Radio, and connect with us and follow what we're doing on Teachers Talk Radio at the moment. So my second guest, I'm so pleased to welcome her. And Lauren, I do believe that you are in the live studio. If you are, please do connect. So my second guest is Dr. Lauren Edwards. And it's a wonderful thing for me to, you know, announce her by her proper title, Doctor. She is currently a head of biology, and she came straight into teaching while she was finishing her PhD in 2017. So she's been teaching a few years now, as well as doing her research. And she trained with, don't know if anyone listened last week to my show or has listened back to my show, and we looked at initial teacher training routes into teaching, essentially. And researchers in schools was one that I did mention briefly. And researchers in schools is looking at encouraging people with a PhD, and generally a lot of those are, I think most, if not all, are scientists. And so she trained with researchers in schools, and she is extremely passionate about curriculum and about plant biology. And Dr. Lauren, I'm not sure if you're here. If you are in the live studio, please do call in. You can find Lauren on Twitter under at @Edwards_DR2. So she, like I said, she's head of biology. She's a massive plant biologist and fungal scientist and general nature lover. I think she's doing amazing things. And if you are on Twitter, please do follow her. She's got lots to share. So Lauren, if you are listening, please do try and disconnect and call in. I think I'm having issues with my callers this evening. Not sure what's happening. Are you there, Lauren? And for anyone else who does want to call in, there is the opportunity to win a mug. So if you call in and talk to me, the mug is yours.
Can you hear me now?
Lauren, good evening.
Hey.
Hello.
I'm glad it worked. Not too bad, thank you.
Good. It's so lovely to have you on The Late Show.
Thank you for having me. It's nice, a really nice honour to be asked. And I'm happy to be, more than happy to be representing chat biology. My favourite thing is talking about biology and how great it is. So more than happy to chat about it.
Of course, of course. Now, I do have to say the biology is in favour on my poll, which I'm not particularly happy about. But there we go. And your popularity is something to do with that, I'm sure. So I did give a little introduction, but could you give a better introduction to listeners on who you are and your journey into teaching?
Yeah, sure. So I'm very much one of these people that I think previously, obviously, Ginny said the same thing, like I didn't know this is where I was going to end up. This wasn't necessarily where I thought I'd be, although my reception teacher did tell my mother that I would make a good teacher one day because I like telling people what to do. I have siblings pretty much, so two out of my three siblings are also teachers. So I guess maybe it was on the cards from early doors. So I have always loved school. My favorite days have always been at like school. If I could go back and do kind of times and periods of my life again, it would be school or university. Just that love of learning. And yeah, I always used to be that person that liked to help people as well. And then obviously I did my A-levels and I've just always loved science. So I did what I wanted to study. And then I thought, great, let's just go to uni, do a few more years of this because biology is awesome. And you get 3 years in and you're sort of like, I don't really know what to do now. But then you get offered a PhD and you don't turn that down. They're like, do you want to stay for 4 more years and we'll pay you this time and you can do some research? And like, yeah, great. Well, why would I say no? Exactly. You end up in your I had a third year project that went well. The people who paid for my third year project in my undergraduate year were like, do you think your supervisor might like to turn this into a PhD? And I said, oh yeah, I think he would, secretly knowing that I'd be the most qualified person to do that PhD and hoping that they'd asked me. And they did. So I stayed. And then again, I loved teaching. So one of my favorite things during my PhD was teaching. I taught undergraduates. I got a higher education teaching qualification while I was at university. I got a teaching award.
Wow.
I got nominated for a teaching award by my students, which was amazing. Shout out to Clive Hill. If people don't know him, he's quite big on Twitter now as well himself. One of my ex-undergraduate students who ended up nominating me for a teaching award, which I won, which was lovely to be nominated against like professors and things.
I love
and
that.
And then research in schools and the Brilliant Club were sort of advertising and pitching to kind of PhD students and other people to kind of do their program. And I happened to kind of see it and think, okay, well, I don't really know what my next challenge is. I knew I didn't want to do postgraduate work. So I thought, why not? Let's give this a go. More learning, starting at the bottom again, learning a new profession, new trade, going back to university effectively, getting a PGCE whilst working at the same time, and still getting to have my hand in research and sort of keeping those ties, which is obviously something really important to me still. So
yeah,
and here we are. And then did sort of 2 years at a school where I was placed. And then when I did my second placement, which everyone knows you do in your first year, I ended up at an amazing girls' school in London, and I loved it. And I think they may also have quite liked me, because then 2 years later I got sort of headhunted for a job, and I was like, yep, I'd come be head of biology, that'd be great.
I love that.
Yeah, and here we are. And as I say, the rest is history.
The rest is history. This is why I love having different guests on each week, because I feel like I sort of know you because we're connected, we've been connected on social media. You just don't know, like I've never realized how, although I know you're a doctor and you're amazing, I didn't know how much or to what extent you've done so much in your career already. So amazing, thank you. So I guess the reason you're here is to share your love of your subject and to represent chat biology. So can you tell us more about chat biology?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't claim chat biology is my baby by any stretch of the means. I came into the group kind of sort of late to the party a little bit. Chital is one of the most amazing people, and she, as a trainee and kind of a new teacher, obviously getting into Edu Twitter, saw what Chat Physics were doing and sort of saw how much they were supporting kind of new teachers and sort of non-specialists, and thought, why doesn't this exist for biology? This would be great, which is obviously a genius idea. And then she approached some other people on Twitter who she'd kind of connected with and said, do you think it's a good idea? And then, yeah, this is where it came from. And then I got approached by Christian and Chital and some of the others and said, would you like to kind of get on board with this? And I was like, absolutely. And bear in mind, this was June of 2020. This is middle lockdown.
Middle of the pandemic.
Yeah, chat biology is like completely lockdown, born of lockdown baby. Like it was, everyone was kind of more on, had like the headspace. And I kind of genuinely think that this came about because everyone had that kind of downtime. We were all at home. We had kind of maybe sort of a different end to the year. And it was kind of a bit of a mad end to the year. But everyone had that kind of headspace to kind of just think about other things and think, yeah, maybe I've got the time to actually, you know, do this. And I think just then everyone jumped on board. And so it came completely from being June, we started, to having by like before September even like a website that I built in the summer holidays because of being in lockdown and having all this time and just being like, I finally had a project where I felt like, you know, I think we're all from different walks of life and everyone in chat biology has kind of different priorities and families and kind of everyone kind of took lockdown differently. Yeah. But I think, you know, personally for like people like me and Chital as well, who was kind of like, we got to a place where we felt confident enough in everything else that we were doing that was like, it's time for a new project. It's time for something I can really kind of get involved in. And then, yeah, kind of started sort of running it and taking the lead a bit more kind of towards September time. So Chital could focus on her studies and kind of making sure she's kind of dealing with the kids and everything else. And I was like, yeah, sure. Why not? And then it just became, we've now, I mean, it's got ridiculous because we've already got over 4,000 followers in like less than a year. We haven't even been going a year, so yeah, it was really lovely.
I remember
to have that through lockdown has been, I think, a joy for me and everyone else on the team, I think, for sure.
It is, it's really positive, isn't it? I remember I actually remember it popping up on the timeline. I saw it and I saw lots of interaction with it. I was like, oh, this is a contender for chat physics, knowing that I've got you know, my links, I feel closely linked with chat physics team. But I was like, yeah, this is definitely going to give chat physics a run for their money, even though, you know, it isn't by any means a competition. But yeah, I mean, it's grown so much, as you said, and I love that it came out of the pandemic. Like, a lot of positive things did come out of that, even though we know how, you know, there have been horrible impacts of COVID, but there have been some small blossoms that we've seen, and chat biology is definitely one of them. And when you decided to start chat biology as a team, what were your main goals?
So I think, I mean, Chital's original inspiration was just like, you know, this sort of sharing that is going on Twitter and how generous people are with their resources. And just like at the first sort of like the main thing, and we're still kind of driving towards this, is becoming like this like one-stop shop for people who need resources and help. And a lot of that is not necessarily, people think that that might be something that just like, you know, non-subject specialists need, and we're absolutely here for that, because I know plenty of teachers who, even if they are a biology specialist, they'll still be like, oh, but I really hate teaching that thing, or oh, I'm really not confident teaching that part, or I really don't like teaching plant biology, which is my main bugbear, obviously. And it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, we wanted to be able to give that to people and share those resources and have a platform for those generous people and all those subject specialists to be able to kind of give and for people to find it and receive it in an easy way, in an easy format that they can kind of go to, as well as having all that knowledge being kind of shared. And like, you know, like you said, for chat physics, having that chat that's regular, that people know they can go to and ask questions to, and knowing that they've got a team behind kind of the Twitter bio or the Twitter handle, that they can kind of ask questions to and DM, or if they even just tweet a question, they know they can kind of tag us in. Mm. And either, if one of us can't answer it, we'll get the collective to help us find a solution to that problem. And I think reducing workload has been a massive positive that's come out of that. And I think that was kind of our main kind of idea, was kind of bringing together all these people who have all this knowledge, because biology is such a wide ranging topic. There's people who've done degrees in marine biology. There's people who've done degrees in ecology or specialized in zoology, or, you know, and have all this kind of wealth of knowledge that I don't know if you, you know, if you're teaching biology, like the curriculum level and depth of biology is humongous, and I would argue it is, it's kind of the heaviest of the three, and that being able to kind of teach just across the range of biology that you need is a struggle sometimes, for specialists. So having that kind of place to go where you know you can call on people who might have that niche bit of knowledge that you need, or a resource that, you know, that would really help just get your kids to get that bit of biology that they're not getting, is really powerful.
Yeah, and I think you made a really important point there when you said, of course, it is for non-specialists, but it's for specialists in the same way. Like you said, it's such a vast topic. There are so many different niche areas that even in chemistry, I feel more confident teaching one thing than I would another, even though I would, you know, we're subject specialists. So that's been really important in I'm sure for teachers who are following these chat science communities. It's great. And what have been some standout moments for you all since launching? I know you talked about the growth of chat biology, but have you had any standout moments, things that you feel particularly proud of?
I think some of the feedback we've had from people where they've kind of used people's resources or read some people's blogs and gone, that's changed the way I teach this now. And I use the way you told, like we've shared, like, so Ahmed's blog about how to teach the heart, for example, some of Kathy's stuff about how she teaches A-level for the kidney. Mm. Even just like me sharing some of my booklets and resources and people being like, oh my God, like I used these or I taught it in that way. And that's kind of changed the way I teach that now. And it was really successful and the kids got it. And some of that stuff has been really just like, just lovely to have that feedback. You put this stuff out and it's always nice to kind of put this stuff out into the world. And you just hope people use it and find it useful. But having any of that feedback come back, even just emails that come in from the website, from the Contact Us page, about people saying, oh, this was really useful. Can I have more of this? Or could you point me in the direction of someone who can do that? Because, you know, that would be really helpful for me. Just the kind of generosity and willingness of people to kind of pile in and share ideas and kind of volunteer stuff immediately when someone's looking for something. It's been really, really nice and really lovely. Yeah. And I think that's kind of for us has been kind of, we've been a little support group for each other throughout this mad, mad time. And we've also been able to be this support group for everybody else and kind of share that generosity, which has been, it's just been really, really nice.
Yeah.
For us all to kind of feel that kind of we've made a difference somehow during this kind of crazy time where everyone was like desperately needing remote stuff or just wanting a way of video or a way of teaching something. And it kind of transitioned into that whole, how do we do remote teaching? And everyone kind of brought pedagogy techniques to that as well, which were kind of, it became more about sort of how do we teach this or what methods are you using and how are you, you know, approaching practicals right now? And I think that was really nice. And then we went through kind of a nice stage being back at school where we could be like, oh, okay, let's go back to talking about curriculum and how do we teach things. And now we're kind of shifting into more assessment phase. And then like, when we get back throughout the summer, it was really lovely just having chats about and discussions about biology and what we think and how we see it. I mean, we've got Christian and his awesome philosophy, and he brings in a load of kind of big, big questions that then we can all kind of sit and think about and have some opinions on. And yeah, it's nice to have that kind of breadth of different catering to everyone's different needs.
You mentioned resources as well. And this is probably a really good time to plug your own resources, because you are so popular when it comes to biology resources that you're the person to go to. What sort of things have you used as a team, or have you shared as a team and also as a cell, as an individual?
So I'm a massive booklet advocate, I can't lie. I've had a massive conversion. Not that I was against them at any point, but it sort of never really, again, it was one of those things where the pandemic helped me so much with that. Yeah. Having the time to sit and go, you know what, I've always wanted to do this. This is where I wanted to get to the point where I can make my own resources and feel confident enough to share them. And I thought, you know, I've got the time to get dedicated to and do it how I want it to be done. And this year we've kind of transformed. This is how we've been teaching, you know, Key Stage 4 biology in school. It was my baby this year and just said, right, we're doing booklets and this is how we're doing it. And I'm making them and here we go.
Wow.
And yeah, I you know, and the team got on board with it at school. And it's been, you know, really, really nice to see and having good feedback from kids and then sharing that. And, you know, before Chat Biology, maybe I wouldn't have necessarily had the confidence to do that. But having been part of this community and seeing the people sharing and kind of seeing what people maybe need, and I kind of identified as, like, having taught biology for a few years now, why do kids struggle with it? What difficulties do they find, you know, getting, why do they not get the grades in biology? Why out of the three do they often find that biology is the lowest mark on the three exam papers? Why is that? Identifying why it was, and that language was so important in that fact, and just going, right, I want to condense my teaching down to make sure that when I am teaching, I am language focused and they're getting that practice, that deliberate practice of repeating those kind of key terms, key words, definitions, explaining things in the way as I, as a biologist, explain them, you know, so that they can then explain that when they give answers in the exam and get those key words and get those key marks in. And so that's where my resources came from, just kind of pulling and using kind of people's ideas that kind of already existed and then kind of thinking about how I wanted it to kind of look and what I wanted the students to be doing in the lesson. And that became how I ended up making these booklets. And yeah, I think without Chat Biology, I wouldn't necessarily have had the confidence to do that. And then we've also, like, the main thing I think we want to kind of push forward with is this how I teach X idea. I think our blogs about that from people like Ahmed, but people like Kathy, are really important, as well as our curriculum chats on how do we sequence this? Why have we always taught cells in year seven? Why do we still do that? We don't think this should be done anymore. And there's got people like Brett who are kind of leading that conversation of why would you curriculum sequence like that? I do it like this. Let's have a discussion about it and see if we can't persuade more people that actually this might help the students learn better, remember more. And then we're going from there with kind of our, that's where we're kind of hoping to go with it, kind of a curriculum side of it where we can help people with sequencing and questioning why have we always done things this way. And then we've got the kind of, this is how I teach this. Not saying that it's necessarily the right way, but you've got subject specialists who've been teaching, you know, A-level biology for years who are like, this is how a really good way how I break down and explain the kidney. This is how I would teach it. And modelling that for like new students, new teachers to A-level as well. We've got so many people who are like, I've never taught A-level before. Please, can you help me? What is it like? What do I need to do? What's different? And having that, those kind of like how I teach this kind of blogs, I think is something that's going to be really powerful, especially for, you know, all the people who need it, non-specialists, new teachers at A-level, whoever you are. Even I want Kathy to tell me how to teach the next one because that's a bit of the curriculum I've avoided teaching, if I'm honest, as an A-level teacher. I don't really enjoy it. So I've just avoided it because I'm like, I don't really want to do that. So yeah, it's been so helpful, I think, for many people, and that's been lovely to see.
Yeah, and sequencing has actually been a topic of conversation across the three chat sciences as well. Sure, and Ginny's just texted in saying similar discussions on biology sequencing at Key Stage 3 for us. So yeah, I mean, sequencing is, it's hugely important, isn't it? And I think the focus on it in more, you know, more recent times has been really important, like you said, for non-specialists or new teachers or whatever the scenario might be.
I'm envisaging a massive collab now. Three of us, three chats come together to resequence the entire Key Stage 3 how we want it.
I am here for it. I'll be your number one supporter, okay? I'll just be waving you on the sidelines, all three of you. And so in a year then, what do you all hope to have achieved with Chat Biology, if there is anything specific?
I think we definitely want to soup up, amp up the website a little bit more, make sure that we've got kind of like I know this year has been insane and obviously everyone right now is dealing with the tag
insane is about right.
And so I think, yeah, like you said, COVID is as much as COVID birthed us and we had that lovely downtime where we could have this kind of thinking space and create this amazing group, I think we've definitely hit a bit of a, this part of the year has been a bit mad for everybody. So yeah. Having maybe that summer holiday and kind of that time to have a think, definitely get the website kind of a bit more boosted in terms of the resources, having the ability for people to kind of like collab and share on the website as well a little bit more would be great. And then, yeah, like we said, promoting kind of more people to come in and get kind of more external people coming in and supporting us with kind of writing blogs for us, getting some ideas and discussions going with that so we can have a few more of like those how I teach kind of ideas and getting people to share, having some nice kind of big sort of like quizzes like the chatbots have been talking about as well, kind of bringing people together for kind of some fun kind of in like in you know getting more people on board with that as well. But I think just becoming that kind of go-to for some CPD resources, being that place where if you've got, you know, someone said to me the other day, I found out about your booklets because I went into a school and a head teacher handed me one and said, these are really good. And I kind of thought,
that's so nice.
That, I know, I want to get to a place where that happens, where it's like, oh, we've got a new teacher, trainee, they're struggling with biology, where can we send them? Let's send them to Chat Biology. And then they've kind of, we've got everything covered there as a place where, you know, maybe we have some CPD videos, maybe they use our blogs, and wanted to go there as a kind of like a one-stop place for kind of where you need to get your bio CPD from. Yeah. That's kind of where we're hoping at.
I love that. And I mean, it sounds like you personally are doing amazing things, but Chat Biology is definitely doing some amazing things there. And you actually reminds me of that story of, you know, walking in and seeing your, hearing about your booklets. Just reminds me of the other, last year I did a Windrush, did some resources and a reading list was included, and someone who worked in a completely different school across London sent me a picture just with my reading list and my name just popped up somewhere in their school. Nice. Which was really nice.
I'm
so yeah,
pretty sure we actually used some of your resources as well. And I think that's one of those nice things, isn't it, where we can get to a point where like we've got so many people in part of the team who, you know, some people don't even still work, you know, teaching schools. We've got people who tutor, we've got people who, you know, are making their way back into teaching, we've got, you know, Christian who's in Spain, and like Chat Physics says, we've got so many people across the board in the team who are kind of bring all this different wealth of knowledge. So it's just really nice to be able to kind of showcase that and then get that out to people who, you know, not just people in their schools that are benefiting or like their tutees if they're tutoring, but they're actually giving that back to a load of people who can then kind of, you're actually affecting schools and kids across the country, which is a lovely feeling.
Great. Fantastic. Lauren, thank you so much. I guess my final question to you, just before you go, which is or who is the best chat science team?
Well, obviously, I'm going to say Chat Biology. We're basically like a family, even though we've never met. And to be honest, for the ones who are listening now, this will probably be the first time they've heard my voice, which is insane because we've only been doing this since June of 2020 and we've not even been going a year. But I feel like I know these people so well and I would trust them with anything. And they've been a massive support to me and like to each other through this crazy year. Yeah. And we still managed to have such an impact on so many people. You know, in the UK and further abroad, if you look at the website, we've got people from Australia and America and Russia and mad kind of people downloading all the resources and things. So it's been a joy. And I think that in the short time that we've had such an impact. I think you can't deny that biology is the best. It is literally life itself, biology. You can't deny it. So okay. I think definitely Team Bio all the way.
Right, we'll leave it there, I think. We will leave it there. Lauren, thank you so much for joining me tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
Please do text in your Twitter handle, any Chat Biology handles or websites. Thank you so much, Lauren.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
This is Teachers Talk Radio, and this is Teachers Talk Radio News with Megan Goods.
This is your latest Teachers Talk Radio News. The union, GMB, has conducted a survey on the nation's attitudes to teaching assistants. 74% of those questioned felt that the average teaching assistant's earnings, around £13,856 in 2020, were too low. Whilst three quarters argued that support staff should be more valued by society. A spokesperson for the union called teaching assistants the glue that keeps children's education together and stated, "These results show that they are rightly valued by the public, and now it's time for the government and employers to catch up." Lord Michael Storey, a Liberal Democrat peer, is pushing for a bill which could see essay writing services banned in Britain amid fears students are cheating their way into jobs. The bill would make it illegal to provide or advertise the service. Lord Storey feels the free availability of contracted essay writing may bring academic credibility into question. Data from the Quality Assurance Agency for Higher Education shows essay mill services are on the rise in Britain, from 635 in June 2018 to at least 932 sites as of February 2021, indicating an increase in demand as school and university students worked from home. Schools in Scotland have received a warning from the Scottish Qualifications Authority after students were found sharing details of ongoing assessments on TikTok. The SQA suggested schools prioritise maintaining the security and confidentiality required for the integrity of the assessments and to ensure fairness for students. It called for schools to investigate malpractice and apply appropriate penalties. That was your daily education news briefing.
Live from London, this is The Late Show with Genevieve Bent on Teachers Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome back to The Late Show with me, Genevieve Bent. It is 9:05 on a Thursday evening. Thank you to all the listeners. Thank you to anyone who has been connecting and interacting with me and with Teachers Talk Radio. If you are listening live, please do connect with us at TT Radio 2021 and follow the hashtag TT Radio. You can connect with me at Vive Wright. This evening, we have been talking about the best science. It has been the battle of the sciences. I have had two special guests, Ginny Bell and Dr. Lauren Edwards, who have both been on fighting their case of chat biology versus chat physics. And of course, we have our final and third guest, who is Tandy Bandar, and she is here to represent Team Chat Chemistry. Tandy, are you there?
I am here. Hello.
Hello. Welcome to The Late Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very happy to be here. Evening.
Of course. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Really, really excited to be here.
Good. I'm absolutely really, really pleased to have you on. Of course, you are representing Team Chat Chemistry this evening. We are the best, no?
Of course we are. We don't need the poll to say that we are the best.
So you are part of the Chat Chemistry team, and I know you're going to be sharing your amazing work with us. So before I let you give yourself a really good introduction, I'm just going to give a quick introduction. Tandy was actually a runner-up in the Global Educator of the Year Awards, which is absolutely amazing. I think you're the only person that I am aware of, in my Twitter sphere, who has been a runner-up there. So amazing. And I just wanted to congratulate you there.
Oh, thank you so much.
And she is a faculty lead of science at a secondary school. So Tandy, do you want to give us a better introduction to listeners on who you are and your journey in teaching?
Of course. Well, I went into teaching because of my teachers mainly. Basically, as I was graduating, I did a degree in medical microbiology. And as I was finishing my master's, I then panicked and I didn't know what to do. So I then called my biology teacher, who then said, "I think you would love to be a teacher. I think you'd love teaching." So in my graduation gown, end of graduation, on a flight from Aberdeen to Exeter, and I started training the next day. It was absolutely amazing. So I've never regretted it. I love teaching. I think it's the best profession out there. So then I I started teaching and I trained as a biology teacher because those were the only spots left when I was training.
So Candy, what are you saying?
So I trained as a biology teacher because I was late because I was graduating. And then as I trained, one of the things that I think it's really important to do is to make that decision. What is it you want from teaching as a teacher? And I decided that I wanted to be a STEM advocate, and I wanted to advocate the shortage of women in science particularly, but also diversity as well. So I trained and always had a STEM focus. And then obviously I taught a lot of chemistry because chemistry was my strongest subject, not biology. And then I worked in schools, STEM coordinator, started a STEM club, which went on to win a few global awards.
That's amazing.
I thought, how can I extend this? And I wanted to have a bit more reach. So then did a job in primary liaison in Sutton. And we managed to get all our primary schools in so that we could really train them before they came to us and before they went to secondary school, and they were better equipped for secondary school. And then I'm now a faculty lead for the sciences. I'm still a very much a STEM and chemistry advocate.
I love that. You've had an amazing journey. I mean, I had no idea about the awards that your STEM club went on to win. So that is fantastic. And of course, your Twitter handle does have STEM in it. So, you know, I had an idea that you were some sort of STEM advocate. And Lauren has texted in saying secret bio teacher, and she's very pleased with that, as you can obviously tell.
Yes, definitely. I mean, I love Lauren's booklet, so she can have that one.
There you have it, Lauren. You heard Tandy. So can you tell us more about chat chemistry then? This is, now you have to do it justice because you are the third and final chat science representative on. And of course, it's my favourite subject.
It's my favourite subject too. Chat chemistry is very new. So we are a 2021 sort of extension from chat physics, and Fab contacted us and thought we need a chat chemistry, and a few of us jumped on board. And so we're very, very new. So we don't mind not being top yet, but we will get there.
Of course.
So basically the key thing about chat chemistry is the shortage of chemistry teachers continues to grow, especially in specific areas of the country. And what we wanted is a platform of sharing ideas like chat physics, like chat biology, but also for chemistry can be quite niche. So we want all the different areas of chemistry to be represented because it can be quite difficult to explain, and we want those explanations to be absolutely well thought through, well sequenced, and for teachers to just feel free to contact us and we can run chats about topics that they want us to run them about. So we're a very inclusive team, which we really, really love, and advocate for inclusivity in chemistry as well.
I love that. So important. And of course, coming from a chemistry background myself, that when you talk about inclusion as well, I just think that's so important. And, you know, you've had some amazing chats happen so far. I know yesterday was talking about microscale chemistry. But when you decided to start chat chemistry as a team, what were your main goals?
So as a team, our main goals were the sharing ideas, because looking at chat physics and chat biology and the amazing work that we're doing, we felt that there was nothing for chat chemistry. So our initial idea is, let's just get people sharing ideas. And we did a poll where everybody put in what they wanted us to be about, and a lot of teachers responded and they just wanted somewhere to go to gather information and ideas on how to teach concepts. So that was our main goal. We wanted a platform for specialists and non-specialists, but even NQTs and people that want to switch from physics to chemistry, or people that want to teach both, we want to make sure everybody feels comfortable to take on the extra work that chemistry entails as well. And I think with chemistry, particularly at A-level, it can be quite challenging and very, very niche. So as much help as we can give, and we're here for that.
Yeah, I mean, it's those points that you make about it being niche, definitely. As an A-level chemistry teacher myself, there are certain parts of the curriculum that I still find, you know, difficult to teach. It is challenging. And yeah, sharing ideas. I mean, I've just following those chats, that there's so many things that are shared that, you know, that haven't come to mind for me. And so it's so useful just to observe, even let alone take part. And What have been some standout moments for you all since launching? You've talked about being a really new chat science team, and I know you, I sort of know that, but you know, what have been some standout moments for you all?
I think for us, as a team, we felt that the launch itself was a massive standout, because the reception that we got was absolutely amazing. And I mean, all thanks to Fabio and the other chat teams for really advocating and welcoming us. So we had a really great reception. And over the last few months, all the chats that we've had have got really good engagement, and we've had people really excited for the chats. So I think that is that all that has been our standout moment.
Yeah, fantastic. Just looking at some of the engagement, it's a Wednesday evening, isn't it?
It is a Wednesday evening from 8 to 8:30 p.m.
Yes. And so you talked about sharing ideas, and that, you know, that's sort of the main goals. What do you hope to achieve with chat chemistry? What sort of goals do you have over the next year or so?
So we've got kind of a broad target. So we want breadth in chemistry, all the breadth in chemistry to be covered. So from analytical to physical to inorganic to organic. And we want there to be something for every stage of chemistry, all the way from primary to key stage 5 to university level and beyond that. So, and it's also improving that science capital in students. So if we can enable career conversations to be happening for the teachers in their lessons as well, that would really, really help. In addition, we really like the How I Teach series that Chat Biology and a few other teachers that Dr. Castellino have really launched on Twitter. So we would like to do a How I Teach series for chemistry topics.
Yeah.
And then we've got a blog in development as well. And
nice.
Eventually, we would really love to do a chat chemistry conference. We
can I would
do
love
practicals
that.
At it. I mean, all the colours that everybody comes to chemistry for.
Can you just elaborate a little bit more on the How I Teach series?
So the How I Teach series, so at the moment, all the How I Teach series have been biology based mainly, and there's a couple of physics ones, but it's that clear explanation of how to tackle a certain topic, and from the planning stage to the delivery, to the questions asked, to the misconceptions and preconceptions, and following all those things that the EEF has well reported on in terms of how to improve secondary science. And I think the report that came out a few days ago highlighted a few gaps in science teaching that we can work on to make sure that science is much more inclusive and much more accessible for our students. So we hope that we could have, for instance, if you are teaching quantitative chemistry, we could have How I Teach moles, How I Teach titrations, and everything to do with that, but also all the practicals involved and the explanation that goes with practicals, because often you might end up doing a lot of practicals, but the students get very little from them.
Yeah.
They remember doing a practical. You ask students about burettes and they'll be like, that tall thing. But it's what was the point of the practical and what do they need to take away? And then for chemistry as well, the mathematical aspect is really important. So if we could do a How I Teach This Mathematical Concept, and how we can then work with maths departments to deliver the same maths concepts in the same way, that would really, really help chemistry education.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds really exciting. I think, like the, you know, Ginny and Lauren said, and like you're saying, it's not just for subjects, it's not just for non-specialists, it's actually for specialists ourselves, just being able to really hone our practice and develop our teaching and learning within particular areas. I think the practical part that you mentioned is going to be so helpful, just because, like you said, you know, kids sometimes don't take away everything that you want them to take away from practical work. So yeah, I look forward to that. Ginny has texted in saying she loved all of your info and advice and inclusivity in STEM, Tandy.
Oh, thank you so much, Ginny. I mean, that's what we're all about. And I guess for chemistry, in terms of intake, we've got such a variety in intakes across schools. But what we need is to look at nationally, where is there a discrepancy and how could we improve that? And chemistry, in terms of discoveries as well, has had a lot of male recognition, and we need that more diversity as well in chemistry, because we've got amazing scientists like Dorothy Hodgkins, who have done some amazing things that need the recognition that they deserve. And if we could just all work together, I think we'll achieve that.
Fantastic. I love that. Really, really wise words to part with as well. So my last question then, Lauren has texted in for you saying, seconded, in awe of what you've done, Tandy. We're all in awe.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
So my last question then, and, you know, most important question, which is the best chat science team and why is it chat chemistry?
Of course it's going to be chat chemistry, because we are the happiest bunch, and it starts from there. But I think for chat chemistry, it's also all the external stuff that we hope to do. And hopefully you can see that from all the speakers that all the hosts that have hosted chat chemistry. So, for instance, Andy is part of our team, and he runs Compound Chem, and all the things he does and the campaign he's doing to advocate for women in chemistry and that celebration. That makes us the best. We are just the best.
We are. Thank you so much, Tandy, for joining this evening. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on.
Thank you so much for having me, and we look forward to seeing you all at our next chat chemistry.
Definitely. And do text in your at, if you want people to connect with your Twitter handle, the chat chemistry handle, and any other links that you want to share with listeners. And Ginny said, woo, go Tandy. Thank you, Tandy.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely evening.
And you. So, listeners, that is the end of our chat science discussions. I mean, all three of them have brought so much to the table. They've discussed all the plans that they have, what they've achieved so far, why and how it started. And I'm seriously in awe of everything that they've done. And, you know, I'm not part of any of the particular chat science teams, but I have aligned, you know, I have done some work with chat physics team. So they have a special place in my heart, but all of you are just doing amazing things. I want to thank you guests for coming on this evening and giving up your Thursday evening to join us. It has been amazing talking to all of you, and listeners, I hope that you've also learnt you know, a little bit more about what the chat science communities are about. And hopefully you're able to go and, if you're interested, go and follow them, learn a little bit more, take part, chat, engage, interact, because like we heard, they've got some amazing things in the pipeline. And, you know, chat physics in particular has had, you know, really great growth over the last couple of years, and they've got some amazing things on their website. So I guess it's coming to the end of the show now. I just want to pose that question again for any listeners who would like to connect. Which is the best science? For anyone who does want to call in, don't know if there's any other listeners who would like to call in and share their thoughts, but which is the best science? And if you do call in, of course, there is an opportunity to win the mug. In fact, at this point, if you do want to call in and you do want to contribute to the discussion, the mug is yours. Okay. Tandy, yes, agree. So an amazing year so far. Absolutely loving everything that is happening. And Lauren has texted in saying, thank you for having us. Absolutely. Thank you for you know, taking the time out to be a part of the show. So moving towards the end, as I said, and I did want to share the current results. Well, I'm not going to share the results, but I'm going to share an idea of what those results look like. So I put a poll out on Twitter, and it said your quote unquote favorite science is, and biology, chemistry, physics, or a combination was the four choices. And I've had 460 votes in the last 3 hours. And I'm happy to say that you know, chemistry is creeping up there. I'm happy to say that chemistry is creeping up there. And so we are not that far behind. So physicists, biologists, if you want to win the vote, you need to vote. Okay. So chemistry, you're doing very well. Keep sharing and keep encouraging people to click vote. And I'm going to share those results on my Twitter tomorrow. But you know, what is your favorite science and why? And if you are listening back, tweet me at VWright and tell me what your favorite science is and why. We've had some new comments coming in. So physics and chemistry for me, wish I'd seen this earlier. I have a brilliant story from prehistoric times about why I didn't get to do O-level biology. And I think O-level biology is GCSE biology or the equivalent. I'd like to hear that story, actually. Someone else has replied with biology specialist, but when returning to the UK 5 years ago, having to teach chemistry, suddenly got it and even taught year 12 chem for 2 years. I've been converted, but currently teaching bio. Love both. Hashtag useless at physics. Do you know what? It's such a familiar story, isn't it? People, and particularly teachers, disliking physics when they were younger, myself included, unfortunately, but actually kind of love physics now. And I'm part of that crew. I absolutely love teaching physics these days. Tandy's texting and saying, no one is useless at physics. I agree with you, Tandy's, just about, I guess, thinking differently, I'd say, and making sure that you get that support. Oh, Lauren is texting and saying, I didn't disclose this, but as part of researchers in schools, I did a subject knowledge audit for physics and have taught GCSE physics for 2 years. was it a subject knowledge audit or subject knowledge enhancement? I'm not sure which. And I don't mind it. See, Lauren, I mean, it sounds like, you know, you said Tandy was a secret biologist, but it sounds like you're a secret physicist, if anything. So, which is the best science? If you're listening back, do connect with me. And if you're listening live, do text in or call in. We've got a couple of minutes. However, the last thing that I wanted to say was, of course, it is a special day for lots of, it's a special day for Muslims. It is Eid today. So Eid Mubarak for anyone that is listening live, or if you're listening back, happy Eid. We had lots and lots of students celebrating, so weren't in school today, and it's just lovely to see how many Eid Mubarak messages there are on Twitter. So happy Eid to anyone who is celebrating today. I know it's a special celebration, particularly after doing you know, your Ramadan and fasting, so just wanted to take the time to say that too. We've had a couple more texts in. Oh, enhancement, yeah. Scientists are all multi-talented. Agree with you, Ginny. We are amazing. And that's not to toot our own horn, but yes, we are. And Ginny has also texted in, I think that's Arabic. Thank you, Ginny. So happy Eid. And thank you to all the listeners for tonight's show. It's been an absolute pleasure once again. I will not be doing the show next week, but I will be back afterwards. Okay, so watch this space. For now, it is goodbye from me. I hope you have a lovely rest of the evening and that you get some time to relax before it's back at it tomorrow with tags and everything else that comes with school. And have a lovely evening. Bye from me.
You've been listening to Teachers Talk Radio. Tune in live and listen back at ttradio.org. We look forward to hearing from you next time on Teachers Talk Radio.